and a 60-millimeter mortar in each mortar team. Few of the original members of EZ made it through Tekoa. "Officers would come and go," Winters remarked. "You would take one look at them and know they wouldn't make it. Some of those guys were just a bowl of butter. They were so awkward they didn't know how to fall." This was typical of the men trying for the 506th PIR. It took 500 officer volunteers to produce the 148 who made it through Tekoa, and 5,300 enlisted volunteers to get 1,800 graduates. As the statistics show, Tekoa was a challenge. Colonel Sink's task was to put the men through basic training, harden them, teach them the rudiments of infantry tactics, prepare them for jump school, and build a regiment that he would lead into combat. "We were sorting men," Lieutenant Hester recalled, "sorting the fat to the thin, and sorting out the no guts." Private Ed Tipper said of his first day in EZ, "I looked up at nearby Mount Currahee and told someone, 'I'll bet that when we finish the training program here, the last thing they'll make us do will be to climb to the top of that mountain.'" Currahee was more a hill than a mountain, but it rose 1,000 feet above the parade ground and dominated the landscape. "A few minutes later, someone blew a whistle. We fell in, were ordered to change to boots and athletic trunks, did so, fell in again, and then ran most of the 3 miles to the top and back down again." They lost some men that first day. Within a week, they were running, or at least double-timing, all the way up and back. "At the end of the second week," Tipper went on, "we were told, 'Relax, no runs today.' We were taken to the mess hall for a tremendous meal of spaghetti at lunchtime. When we came out of the mess hall, a whistle blew, and we were told, 'The orders are changed. We run.' We went to the top of Currahee and back with a couple of ambulances following, and men vomiting spaghetti everywhere along the way. Those who dropped out and accepted the medic's invitation to ride back in the ambulances found themselves shipped out that same day. The men were told that Currahee was an Indian word that meant 'we stand alone,' which was the way these paratroopers expected to fight. It became the battle cry of the 506th. The officers and men ran up and down Currahee 3 or 4 times a week. They got so they could do the 6-plus-mile round trip in 50 minutes. In addition, they went through a grueling obstacle course daily and did push-ups and pull-ups, deep knee bends, and other calisthenics. When the men were not exercising, they were learning the basics of soldiering.